Aboisai, Chazal say that the Yetzer starts out as a thread as thin as a spider web, but the more we give in to him, it becomes as thick as the ropes that pull the wagons. Bilam was riding on a chamor. Chamor is a lashon of chomer. Every neshama rides on a chamor, on the chomer of his body, and he's supposed to control where the chamor goes. In this week's parsha, we see how Bilam was going against the Ratzon of Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to stop him by sending a malach. In the beginning, we still have a choice. The chamor turned to the side of the road to avoid the malach, but Bilam insisted to continue in his bad ways, and before he knew it, there was a fence on both sides. There was nowhere to escape, and the chamor crushed his leg against the wall, but he still continued. Ultimately, there was nowhere to turn. If we keep giving in to the Yetzer Hara, we lose our free choice. There is no more escape. Vayamid b'mokem tzor asher ein derech lintos yamin u'smoil. And when we lose our free choice and we become addicted, the body collapses underneath us. Vatirbatz tachas bilam. The Satan won't be satisfied until we're dead. Like the pasuk says, ki ato gam oischo ragtiv oisa achiesi, which means that the malach killed the chamar. That's the nature of the Yetzer Hara. At first we can choose, but later we can chas v'shalom lose our bechira if we're not careful. We just read about the Benois Moav in last week's parsha. The Yidden were finally ready to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Bilam tried cursing us to stop us from going in, but Hashem showed how much He loved us in spite of our sins. Like the Torah says, Vayisa el amidbar panav, and the Targum Unculus explains that he turned towards the Chet HaEgel. He tried to arouse divine wrath, but it didn't help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed tremendous love for the Yidden and didn't let Bilam curse the Yidden. The entire Dor HaMidbar had died in the Holocaust caused by the Meraglim, and finally the new generation waited in Shittim, across from Yarden Yerechai, to enter into the Promised Land. But there was one last big test. Bilam knew that in spite of how much Hashem loves the Jewish people, there's one thing he hates. As Chazal tell us, that he advised Balak, Elikeim shel elu soynei zima. And indeed, the Benois Moav caused a terrible magefa. 24,000 Yidden died as a result, and many more would have perished if Pinchas had not stopped it with Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbeisai, there are a lot of parallels with our generation today. We too are standing now at the frontier of the Geula. We too went through a spiritual and physical holocaust in the last century. And now the final generation stands ready for the Geula. We see the Ikvas of the Mashiach coming closer every day. But Bilam is back with his Eitz of Zima once again. The last real test before Mashiach has struck hard. And again, there's a Magefa killing thousands of our brothers, of our children. Rabbeisai, we each need to be a Pinchas, to get up mitoich hakol and take real action. And action starts with each and every one of us individually. The fast of Shivasar B'Tammuz was the beginning of the Churban. Why do we need two fasts? Isn't fasting on Tisha B'Av enough? That's when the Churban itself happened. The answer is that when the walls were breached, the Churban was already inevitable. The breaching of the walls was what caused the Churban. Today the internet has breached all of our walls. The Benois Moav are in everyone's pocket. Rabbeisai, we need to make a tikkun and rebuild the walls. Now is the time to stand up with Mesiras Nefesh like Pinchas. Put in good filters. Make a tafsik shvua. Join our 12-step groups. Post on the forums. Reach out to partners. Watch where we browse and where we go. And by rebuilding the walls of Kedusha, we'll be zeicher to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. Imheira v'yameinu, Amen.